Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 159, and today we're going to be reading 2 Kings chapters 21 through 23. And I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Second Kings chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Hephzibah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and committed the same horrible sins practiced by the nations whom the Lord drove out from before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places that his father Hezekiah had destroyed. He set up altars for Baal and made an Asherah pole, just like King Ahab of Israel had done. He bowed down to all the stars in the sky and worshipped them. He built altars in the Lord's temple, about which the Lord had said, "Jerusalem will be my home." In the two courtyards of the Lord's temple, he built altars for all the stars in the sky. He passed his son through the fire and practiced divination and omen reading. He set up a ritual pit to conjure up underworld spirits and appointed magicians to supervise it. He did a great amount of evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. He put an idol of Asherah he had made in the temple, about which the Lord had said to David and to his son Solomon, "This temple in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will be my permanent home. I will not make Israel again leave the land I gave to their ancestors, provided that they carefully obey all I commanded them, the whole law my servant Moses ordered them to obey." But they did not obey, and Manasseh misled them so that they sinned more than the nations whom the Lord had destroyed from before the Israelites. So the Lord announced, through his servants the prophets, "King Manasseh of Judah has committed horrible sins. He has sinned more than the Amorites before him, and he has encouraged Judah to sin by worshiping his disgusting idols. So this is what the Lord God of Israel says: I am about to bring disaster on Jerusalem and Judah. The news will reverberate in the ears of those who hear about it. I will destroy Jerusalem the same way I did Samaria and the dynasty of Ahab. I will wipe Jerusalem clean, just as one wipes a plate on both sides. I will abandon this last remaining tribe among my people and hand them over to their enemies. They will be plundered and robbed by all their enemies, because they have done evil in my sight and have angered me from the time their ancestors left Egypt right up to this very day." Furthermore, Manasseh killed so many innocent people, he stained Jerusalem with their blood from end to end, in addition to encouraging Judah to sin by doing evil in the sight of the Lord. The rest of the events of Manasseh's reign and all his accomplishments, as well as the sinful acts he committed, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Judah. Manasseh passed away and was buried in his palace garden, the garden of Uzzah, and his son Amon replaced him as king. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Meshulameth, the daughter of Haruz from Jotbah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, just like his father Manasseh had done. He followed in the footsteps of his father and worshipped and bowed down to the disgusting idols which his father had worshipped. He abandoned the Lord God of his ancestors and did not follow the Lord's instructions. Ammon's servants conspired against him and killed the king in his palace. The people of the land executed all those who had conspired against Ammon, and they made his son Josiah king in his place. The rest of Ammon's accomplishments are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Judah. He was buried in his tomb in the Garden of Uzzah, and his son Josiah replaced him as king. 2 Kings chapter 22. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Jedidah, daughter of Adaiah from Bozkath. He did what the Lord approved and followed in his ancestor David's footsteps. He did not deviate to the right or to the left. In the 18th year of King Josiah's reign, the king sent the scribe Shaphan, son of Azaliah, son of Meshulam, to the Lord's temple with these orders: "Go up to Hilkiah the high priest and have him melt down the silver that has been brought by the people to the Lord's temple and has been collected by the guards at the door. Have them hand it over to the construction foreman assigned to the Lord's temple. They, in turn, should pay the temple workers to repair it, including craftsmen, builders, and masons, and they should buy wood and chiseled stone for the repair work. Do not audit the foremen who disperse the silver, for they are honest." Hilkiah the high priest informed Shaphan the scribe, "I found the law scroll in the Lord's temple." Hilkiah gave the scroll to Shaphan, and he read it. Shaphan the scribe went to the king and reported, Your servants melted down the silver in the temple and handed it over to the construction foreman assigned to the Lord's temple. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, Hilkiah the priest has given me a scroll. Shaphan read it out loud before the king. When the king heard the words of the law scroll, he tore his clothes. The king ordered Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam son of Shaphan, Achbor son of Micaiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asahiah the king's servant, go seek an oracle from the Lord for me and my people, for all Judah. Find out about the words of this scroll that have been discovered. For the Lord's fury has been ignited against us because our ancestors have not obeyed the words of this scroll by doing all that it instructs us to do. So Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, and Asahiah went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shulam, son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, the supervisor of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem in the Mishnah district. They stated their business, and she said to them, This is what the Lord God of Israel says. Say this to the man who sent you to me. This is what the Lord says. I am about to bring disaster on this place and its residents, the details of which are recorded in the scroll which the king of Judah has read. This will happen because they have abandoned me and offered sacrifices to their gods, angering me with all the idols they have made. My anger will ignite against this place and will not be extinguished. Say this to the king of Judah, who sent you to seek an oracle from the Lord. This is what the Lord God of Israel says concerning the words you have heard. You displayed a sensitive spirit and humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard how I intended to make this place and its residents into an appalling example of an accursed people. You tore your clothes and wept before me, and I have heard you, says the Lord. Therefore, I will allow you to die and be buried in this place. You will not have to witness all the disaster I will bring on this place. Then they reported back to the king. 2 Kings chapter 23. The king summoned all the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the Lord's temple, accompanied by all the people of Judah, all the residents of Jerusalem, the priests, and the prophets. All the people were there, from the youngest to the oldest. He read aloud all the words of the scroll of the covenant that had been discovered in the Lord's temple. The king stood by the pillar and renewed the covenant before the Lord, agreeing to follow the Lord and to obey his commandments, laws, and rules with all his heart and being, by carrying out the terms of this covenant recorded on the scroll. All the people agreed to keep the covenant. The king ordered Hilkiah the high priest, the high-ranking priests, and the guards to bring out of the Lord's temple all the items that were used in the worship of Baal, Asherah, and all the stars of the sky. The king burned them outside of Jerusalem in the terraces of Kidron and carried their ashes to Bethel. He eliminated the pagan priests whom the kings of Judah had appointed to offer sacrifices on the high places in the cities of Judah and in the area right around Jerusalem. They offered sacrifices to Baal, the sun god, the moon god, the constellations, and all the stars of the sky. He removed the Asherah pole from the Lord's temple and took it outside Jerusalem to the Kidron Valley, where he burned it. He smashed it to dust and then threw the dust in the public graveyard. He tore down the quarters of the male cultic prostitutes in the Lord's temple, where women were weaving shrines for Asherah. He brought all the priests from the cities of Judah and ruined the high places where the priests had offered sacrifices, from Geba to Beersheba. He tore down the high place of the goat idols situated at the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the city official on the left side of the city gate. Now the priests of the high places did not go up to the altar of the Lord of Jerusalem, but they did eat unleavened cakes among their fellow priests. The king ruined Topheth in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, so that no one could pass his son or daughter through the fire to Molech. He removed from the entrance to the Lord's temple the statues of horses that the kings of Judah had placed there in honor of the sun god. They were kept near the room of Nathan-Melech, the eunuch, which was situated among the courtyards. He burned up the chariots devoted to the sun god. The king tore down the altars the kings of Judah had set up on the roof of Ahaz's upper room, as well as the altar Manasseh had set up in the two courtyards of the Lord's temple. He crushed them and threw the dust in the Kidron Valley. The king ruined the high places east of Jerusalem, south of the Mount of Destruction that King Solomon of Israel had built for the detestable Sidonian goddess Astarte, the detestable Moabite god Chemosh, and the horrible Ammonite god Milcom. He smashed the sacred pillars to bits, cut down the Asherah pole, and filled those shrines with human bones. He also tore down the altar in Bethel at the high place made by Jeroboam son of Nebat, who encouraged Israel to sin. He burned all the combustible items at that high place and crushed them to dust, including the Asherah pole. When Josiah turned about, he saw the tombs there on the hill. So he ordered the bones from the tombs to be brought. He burned them on the altar and defiled it. This fulfilled the Lord's announcement made by the prophet while Jeroboam stood by the altar during a festival. King Josiah turned and saw the grave of the prophet who had foretold this. He asked, "What is the grave marker I see?" The men from the city replied, "It's the grave of the prophet who came from Judah and foretold these very things you have done to the altar of Bethel." The king said, "Leave it alone. No one must touch his bones." So they left his bones undisturbed, as well as the bones of the Israelite prophet buried beside him. Josiah also removed all the shrines on the high places in the cities of Samaria. The kings of Israel had made them and angered the Lord. He did to them what he had done to the high place in Bethel. He sacrificed all the priests of the high places on the altars located there and burned human bones on them. Then he returned to Jerusalem. The king ordered all the people, "Observe the Passover of the Lord your God as prescribed in this scroll of the covenant." He issued this edict because a Passover like this had not been observed since the days of the judges. It was neglected for the entire period of the kings of Israel and Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah's reign, such a Passover of the Lord was observed in Jerusalem. Josiah got rid of the ritual pits used to conjure up spirits, the magicians, personal idols, disgusting images, and all the detestable idols that had appeared in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem. In this way, he carried out the terms of the law recorded on the scroll that Hilkiah the priest had discovered in the Lord's temple. No king before or after repented before the Lord as he did, with his whole heart, soul, and being, in accordance with the law of Moses. Yet the Lord's great anger against Judah did not subside. He was still infuriated by all the things Manasseh had done. The Lord announced, "I will also spurn Judah, just as I spurned Israel. I will reject this city that I chose, both Jerusalem and the temple, about which I said, 'I will live there.'" The rest of the events of Josiah's reign and all his accomplishments are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Judah. During Josiah's reign, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, marched toward the Euphrates River to help the king of Assyria. King Josiah marched out to fight him, but Necho killed him at Megiddo when he saw him. His servants transported his dead body from Megiddo in a chariot and brought it to Jerusalem, where they buried him in his tomb. The people of the land took Josiah's son Jehoahaz, poured olive oil on his head, and made him king in his father's place. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah, from Libnah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his ancestors had done. Pharaoh Necho imprisoned him in Riblah, in the land of Hamath, and prevented him from ruling in Jerusalem. He imposed on the land a special tax of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. Pharaoh Necho made Josiah's son Eliakim king in Josiah's place and changed his name to Jehoiakim. He took Jehoahaz to Egypt, where he died. Jehoiakim paid Pharaoh the required amount of silver and gold, but to meet Pharaoh's demands, Jehoiakim had to tax the land. He collected an assessed amount from each man among the people of the land in order to pay Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Zebidah, the daughter of Pedaiah from Rumah. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his ancestors had done. Isn't that interesting about Josiah? We read that no king before or after repented before the Lord as he did, with his whole heart, soul, and being in accordance with the law of Moses, and yet the Lord's great anger against Judah did not subside. What do you make of that? That's a good topic for study, isn't it? Sometimes I wish we had more time on the show to do some study, but that's not what this show's about, is it? Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Why don't you invite a friend to join us? Well, I will see you tomorrow. Until then, my name is Steve Webb, and may God bless you richly. If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifeSpring Media? Details are at lifespringmedia.com. Thank you.